What is up, Thrive Fam? CJ Finley here again with another episode of the Thrive and Live podcast. Today is a solo episode on the topic of performance. Recently, I have been studying both my own performance and then the performance of other high achievers, as well as sports psychologists and other people that study performance. Two of the books I'm reading right now, How Champions Think, and then Mamba Mentality, talk a lot about how the highest level performers became who they were, the different environments that they placed themselves in, what constraints did they put on their life and discipline did they have to ensure that they became the greatest that they could potentially be, and sacrifices that they made. What did they have to give up to become that? And when I started thinking about it, I really started reflecting on my own life and where do I want to be great and why do I want to be great in those areas and where am I destined to go? Rather than just going through life, going in and out of every day, allowing the day to dictate how I show up, meaning when you get into each and every day, there's going to be little things that happen that make you go left, make you go right, make you get frustrated, make you get angry. Even if you don't externally showcase that, internally it happens. Maybe you get stuck in traffic and that upsets you. Little things like that can dictate either helping or hurting your ability to perform at a high level and reach your greatest potential. Each of us must analyze how we can show up in our life and fulfill what we believe we're destined to be and become. And to do that, we have to dissect what makes us great, what makes us perform at a high level, and what doesn't. So upon reflecting on this and this topic and really diving deep into it, it's something that I've always been obsessed with. But coming into this year, I really wanted to hone my craft on understanding what makes me perform at a high level and how can I help other people continue to perform at a high level. I even went so far as I was in the shower one day thinking about all this and I just had this like epiphany moment of like, I love sports, athletics, business. I love competing in life and just being the best husband, father, friend, family member that I can be. And why am I like that? And what could I do to study it further? And I found myself on my laptop after I got out of the shower researching different degrees in sports psychology, cognitive psychology, and not necessarily for me to go back to school, but the different topics that they were studying, different research that they were looking at, books that I could read, podcasts that I can listen to on these topics so that I could formulate my own view of performance. And since doing so, it's been a couple months now I've been diving down this rabbit hole. I've formulated 5 bullets that I believe anybody could use to perform at a higher level, but I'm going to tell the story, short stories of how it's helped me perform at a high level. So to start off, I'm just going to start with the 5, which are mindset, discipline, passion, purpose, adaptability, and teamwork. I have passion and purpose as one together, and I'll explain why. But let me go over them and kind of the stories that I've come up with myself. That way you can think about some of the stories that you have for your own life and how you're showing up in those different areas. So when we're talking mindset in the arenas of life, business, and sports, my mindset is the foundation upon which all else is built. It's about embracing a growth mindset. That growth mindset, that term was coined by Carol Dweck. It's about fostering resilience, a love for learning, and the willingness to embrace challenges. Having a growth mindset is pivotal. This mindset will then propel me and has propelled me in my athletic endeavors. It to help me like push beyond my limits when I'm in pain, both mentally and physically. It helps me push past my barriers. Growth mindset helps with athletics. It also helps in entrepreneurship. It helps me innovate and pivot when I'm faced with setbacks, because you're going to face more setbacks in the entrepreneurial endeavor than you are wins. Every day, some type of problem stems. And the bigger your business gets, the more setbacks you're going to have, because it's not just about you anymore. You're probably going to have a team. You're probably going to have organizations. There are going to be things breaking every day. And unless you have the growth mindset to be able to say, this is what I'm here for. I'm here to learn and help adapt and get better at this and continue to build no matter what we're faced with, you're going to get crushed. Now, this parlays into your life, because life isn't sports and life isn't business. There's a lot of intricate things that we all go through on our daily basis with friends, family, our communities, our personal health, and self-belief. Having a growth mindset is going to help you throughout all areas of your life. Here's a quote from Buddha. The mind is everything. What you think, you will become. So by cultivating a mindset that sees opportunities and obstacles, I have watched my performance trend upwards, and I would love for other people to cultivate a growth mindset so that any obstacle that they are approaching, they view it as an opportunity to grow and become a better version of themselves, to push their performance upwards. Upwards trend, that's what we're shooting for here. And it all starts with a foundational block of mindset. Now here's how I improve my mindset over the years. I love to use Charlie Munger's theory of inversion to improve my life, especially when it comes to my mindset. The easiest example I have of this is when I decided to stop drinking alcohol on August 10th, 2021. Instead of thinking what would improve my body and mind and focusing just on those areas of like, what could I do to improve myself? Instead, I asked, what is holding my body and my mind back from reaching its potential? Alcohol was a major thing on that list that was holding me back, and I could see it. I had the metrics on my Whoop and on my Oura Ring, so I could see how is it affecting my sleep, my HRV, my recovery, and then I could feel it. How did I feel the day after drinking alcohol? How did I feel hours after the alcohol was in me? How did I feel about the decisions I was making while I was drinking the alcohol? I started analyzing how it was holding me back. Therefore, it made an easy decision of like, if I just take this thing away, if I don't do it anymore, I'm going to operate better. My mind is going to be better, and I'm going to have more discipline. I'm going to be able to adapt better. I'm going to be able to do all the other things I'm about to describe purely by improving my mindset by taking alcohol away. So I quit cold turkey on August 10th, 2021. And the positive ripple effect of that choice has been something I cannot even put into words here. It's just been profound. The second thing that I look at when it comes to performance, when we're talking myself or anybody else out there, and including you, is discipline. Discipline is the bridge between any goal that you have today and when you eventually accomplish that goal. It's literally the bridge of you holding yourself accountable every single day through discipline to achieving that goal. Now I'm going to break it down into the three areas of my life that have been the most important. Let's start with athletics. Discipline has been the relentless training behind closed doors. It's the training that nobody really sees. The little things day in and day out, whether it's fitness, whether it's nutrition, what's helping me in athletics is those little moments that nobody sees. It's the discipline to keep doing it, even though I'm not getting rewarded in the current moment. In business, it's much the same. It's the rigor of strategic planning and making sure that you have a plan, a system of operating. You are showing up in a way that you know that if you just keep showing up that way, you're going to win over time. It's having the discipline to show up, even though you don't get that reward in that moment. Nobody ever sees it again. Just like in athletics, the game on game day is won in practice, both in athletics and in business. The things you practice day in and day out, those habits, through your daily execution, that's what's going to decide whether you win or not. And discipline is the root of that. Then in life, it has been my commitment to personal growth and living through the core values, principles, and standards that my wife and I have instilled in our growing family that has helped me get to where I'm at now and will help me get to where I want to go. It's through that discipline to hold myself to the highest of standards, do the things that I don't want to do, have the hard discussions, improve in areas, again, in the dark that nobody sees, having the discipline to do that in my life so that my life improves day over day over day over day, decade over decade over decade for my entire life. All in all, discipline has ensured that I remain steadfast on my path, making incremental progress each day towards becoming the man I've always wanted to be and the man I still want to become, because every day I'm still striving to be a better version of myself. And one of my favorite quotes that has helped me in this area is by Jocko Willink, "Discipline equals freedom." I know that when I am able to live with this discipline each and every day, I've found that I've unlocked the potential to excel in every arena that I enter. And it's when I go off the path of discipline that I find myself lost, feeling lost, and coming up short in the areas that I don't want to come up short in. Next thing is passion and purpose. So we already went over mindset and we went over discipline. I think those are the two rocks that everybody must have. Now we get into kind of a lane where you could argue that there's other things that people are using to be high performers. I believe that every high performer out there has the mindset to be a high performer, and then they have the discipline to do things for decades at a time. And when I thought about, like, what's the third thing for me, I looked at, well, when you're talking about discipline, and I look at my own life, the things that I'm most disciplined in are the things that I'm passionate about. And when I remind myself what the purpose of the thing is, when I have a strong purpose, it's easier for me to be disciplined. And then therefore my mindset is strong. So I figured for me, the third thing is passion and purpose. At the core of my sustained high performance is a deep-rooted passion and a clear sense of purpose. Sometimes I'm so freaking passionate about things that I come off as aggressive. Maybe even here on this podcast, you've maybe heard me have a conversation with my wife, because she's the one that constantly reminds me that I have this, I go over the edge a little bit and it comes off aggressive, which I would agree, it does. But it comes from a sense of passion and purpose. I just want the best. I'm so excited and exuberant that it comes off as aggression. And I love it. I've learned to dial it back a little bit, but I love that about myself, that I'm just so fucking passionate, even right here as I'm speaking into this mic alone. Like, I'm so passionate about helping you get better that it might come off as aggression. And I found that that's okay. Life to me is more than just winning races, earning money, or achieving goals. It's why I do what I do in any given moment. Why I show up for this podcast is to help you thrive on life. Ultimately, by me sitting here and reflecting on my own life to help you thrive on life, I then thrive on life even more. My passion fuels my ability to persevere through hardship, while purpose provides direction for my entire life. If you don't know what you're passionate about and you don't necessarily know your purpose, my recommendation is to go out and just try a bunch of different things. I didn't truly understand what my passion was and what my purpose here was on earth until I just threw spaghetti at the wall. Just try so many different things and see what you don't like. Most people think it's about finding what you like. It's really about, like, finding what you don't like and carving out those things and letting them go. And then you open up more room to find the things that you really, truly love. One of the things that I use in my coaching is I ask people, one of the structures I use is I tell them they have to understand the difference between like and love. I like a lot of different things, but there's very few things that I love. Those things that you love, that's your passion. That's your purpose. I found that when my actions are aligned with my heart and soul, I unlock an inexhaustible source of energy that propels me forward, no matter the domain that I'm in, the arena that I'm in. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's life, business, or entrepreneurship, or this podcast, or YouTube. I have this unlimited amount of energy when I'm passionate about something. And an easy example I have for this is when I ran the Austin Marathon with my friend Anna, I was pushing her. She provided me so much purpose by just seeing her in those moments that I had an abundance of energy that I could provide us both. And I did way better than I thought I would. And I probably could have ran even further. I could have done an ultra with her, which is really fucking cool when I think back to it. And that's because I was so aligned with my passion and my purpose in those moments that I had this abundance of energy I could use. And that's what you need to find. That's how you know you're in the right lane. As Steve Jobs once said, the only way to do great work is to love what you do. And to find out what you love, again, you need to understand all the things that you like versus love and try a bunch of different things and understand what you don't love. And that's how you're going to stumble upon them. The next thing, which I think is underrated, is adaptability. High performance is not static. It's dynamic. It demands adaptability. The ability to pivot in response to the unexpected, to learn from failure, and to evolve over time. Adaptability is a trait that I've really focused on, and it has allowed me to adjust my athletic strategies when I'm either in a game or I'm mid-race. It has allowed me to iterate and innovate in the face of industry and technological shifts with my career, because it happens all the time. Like, I'm using new technological tools all the time, and different shifts in the industries that I'm in happen literally every single year. So I have to adapt to them. I have to learn on the fly. I have to read books, listen to podcasts. And I'm so passionate and purpose-driven in this that it keeps me going with that inexhaustible energy that I was talking about. And then last but not least, the most important part, I grow as a husband, father, friend, and family member no matter what life throws at me, no matter what environment I find myself in. I always strive to just be adaptable to whatever's happening to me. Adaptability, in my mind, is the dark horse when it comes to high performance. Most people are not talking about this, but when I read the books, like I'm reading How Champions Think and Mamba Mentality, like, as you age as an athlete, you have to learn to adapt your game. As you age in entrepreneurship, you have to learn to adapt that maybe you have a family now and you can't be the person grinding. Like, it's constant adaptation. That is evolution when we're talking about animals and humans. So it's not far-fetched to say that adaptability might be number one in this, because the people that are most adaptable survive to have the ability and capability to thrive over the long run. It doesn't get as much love as it should, and I wish it did. If you study this concept, you will find that humans are adaptable, will literally thrive in many circumstances that others would not, as I was just saying, like animals too. And this is why it remains a key focus of mine, is like, how do I adapt in any given situation, no matter where I find myself in life? I'm 33 now. Well, how do I adapt when I'm 35? How do I adapt when I'm 40? If I get sick, how do I adapt on the fly to make sure that it doesn't happen again, or to make sure that I recover if I get injured? If something happens that's good, like, how do I adapt and make sure that I don't let that get to me and just start coasting, right? So it's being able to adapt to your environment and your day-to-day circumstances is huge when it comes to performance. And it has had a massive impact on me performing in daily life. The last topic that I want to touch on today is one that is near and dear to my heart. I have the saying, strive together, thrive together. I'm a big believer that rising tides lift all ships. We go further together. And that's why number five is teamwork. In sports, business, and my family life, the supportive network of other amazing people around me has been vital to allowing me to progress and perform the best that I possibly can. I always strive to exemplify this term. We is stronger than I. I've lived it. I've felt it. I've been on teams since I was literally 3 years old. I know that teamwork makes the dreams work, and I say it all the fucking time. And I want other people to understand that as well. You do not have to go through life alone. And I think in today's day and age, with social media and the access we have to resources, if you choose to go about this life alone, you are choosing to do that. Like, we are not siloing you off. You have the ability to reach out to other people, and don't reach out in a sense of just being needy and wanting something. Like, you got to bring the value as well. In each arena of life, synergy amplifies our efforts, enhances our strengths, and makes up for our weaknesses. It teaches us humility, the value of diverse perspectives, and the value of unity. As the African proverb goes, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. To wrap this up, now's your turn. So I went through the five sections of high performance that I have decided were the most important to me. Maybe you have a difference in opinion, and that's okay. But I want you to analyze in those areas when it comes to mindset, discipline, adaptability, teamwork, passion, and purpose. How are you showing up in the world? You need to audit yourself and reflect upon how you show up in those five areas. Note where you can improve, and you will guarantee yourself a higher level of performance. At the end of the day, like, I talk about this stuff all the time because I love helping other people, businesses, and brands perform at their highest level possible. I want you to perform well. People that are performing well generally are happier. They bring more joy to the world. And that's a world that I want to live in. And I hope you want to live in that world too. Both as a coach and consultant over the course of the past decade, I've been helping to build systems and processes that allow others to break through their current limitations, scale their initiatives, and ultimately create the positive impact that they hope to achieve. So if you're struggling to understand the different processes and systems that you need to operate at a higher level, please reach out to me. It's something I'm extremely passionate about. When I think about those who have succeeded over the long run, all of them focused heavily on their mindset, discipline, purpose, adaptability, and teamwork. So I'm not sitting here preaching at you. I'm saying these are things that are vital to your success. So you should take them seriously. The more seriously you take these aspects of your life, the better the results that you're going to get. It's that simple. If you practice these five things day in and day out over the course of your lifetime, you will live a better life. It doesn't have to be more complicated than that. I want to spend the rest of my life helping people reach their highest potential. And I hope I did that here today with this 21-minute topic talk on high performance and how you could potentially perform better in your life. Remember, mindset, discipline, purpose, adaptability, and teamwork, those things at the core will help you live a more high performance life. This is CJ Finley with the Thrive on Life podcast. I look forward to chatting with you all next time. Thrive on.